2014 ANSYS Hall of Fame winners announced. The corporate winners include Admedes Schussler GmbH for their analyses of an aorta extent, Apollo Offshore Engineering for their design of a floating production storage and offloading unit, and FEIC for their results in testing CERN superconducting accelerator magnets. As for the academic world, the winners include Moscow State Technical University for their virtual wind turbine simulation to test car emissions and designs, and the Foundation of Cardiac Surgery Development, FCSD, for their simulation of a bicuspid aortic valve condition. Josh Fredberg, ANSYS VP of Marketing, said, "With each passing year, we receive more exciting and innovative entries that push the boundaries of simulation. Submissions to the contest can actually provide valuable insight into some of the most complex engineering design challenges across a wide array of industries to improve products and materials." To that point, it seems that a more detailed look at some of the winners is in order. FEIC. The Best in Class award was passed on to FEIC for their simulation of the Nissen FES superconductile accelerator magnet in the CERN Large Hadron Collider, LHC. By replacing the 8.33 TNBTN, CBTN, dipole magnets with 11 TNBISN dipole magnets, additional cryocollimators could be spaced into the LHC system. This created challenges, however, such as iron saturation, coil magnetization / fabrication, transfer function matching, quench protection, thermal analysis of the coils, rigid mechanical analysis, and integration. By integrating the CAD tools and FEA multiphysics of ANSYS, control of the system remained in one workbench with easy management of files, data, and CAD designs. The design of the parametric model was done in CAD/DIA and transferred into ANSYS Design Modeler for all the necessary modifications. The electromagnetic physics were analyzed using EMAG 3D and ANSYS Maxwell 2D and 3D for comparison. In Maxwell, the Lorentz forces were determined using a direct linkage between the structural analysis. However, APDL macros were used to determine the Lorentz factors for EMAG. Due to the extreme cryogenic cold of the system, 1.9K, the thermal analysis, 2D and 3D, was performed by ANSYS mechanical and APDL macros. The results of the FEA were compared to strain gauge valves and were seen to have great correlation. FCSD. FCSD made it into the ANSYS Hall of Fame for their simulation of a 65-year-old male with a dilated aorta, bicuspid aortic valve, VAV, and a vascular prosthetic. As far as congenital malformations go, BAV conditions are the most common in adults. The malformation is associated with aortic dissection, aortic root dilation, and thoracic aortic aneurysms. To increase the health of patients, it is important to estimate the conditions seen to reduce valve malfunctions and aortopathy. CT scans were used to define the parameters of the computer models. This led to measurements which would otherwise be difficult or impossible to determine clinically. The computer model used fluid structure interactions with flexible walls to simulate the aortic walls and valve leaflets. This helped to analyze the interactions between the leaflets, blood, and aortic root. With ANSYS multiphysics, FCSD determined the flow patterns, stagnation areas, turbulence, wall deformation, shear stress, and turbulence dissipation. The system was analyzed with a Navier-Stokes numerical solution and continuity equations. The simulation was able to successfully show the effect a dilated aorta would have on the flow distribution and hemodynamics of the patient with BAV. Source and images courtesy of ANSYS 1, ANSYS 2, ANSYS 3.